So hello and welcome to Hopscotch World. I'm Jim.
And I'm Bill.
Welcome home, Bill.
Thanks, Jim.
Tell me about your trip.
We went to Tennessee.
Yeah.
It was interesting. It was a lot of fun.
It's
two worlds. We're staying in a million-dollar cabin on top of the mountain, and we're driving by your typical southern shack at the bottom of the mountain.
Appalachia.
Yes, Appalachia indeed. It's dichotomy of poor and not so poor, all in one spot. It's rather interesting.
Yeah.
But we had a good time. We had a really good time.
Well, I saw the pictures. It looks like a lovely spot.
Yeah, but as you know, we did a lot of fun things. We went to moonshine tasting, which was, you know, more gimmicky than fun.
Uh-huh.
There was also a wine tasting that April did with you know, some of the girls.
Right.
And
was that the dessert wine that you brought back?
Yes, the Redneck Red.
Right.
Yes, it was. It's
like an ice cream topping.
It's like a 30 proof wine.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it was really strong. And then we went to a few different places. We did a lot more cooking out in the cabin than going out around for dinners and stuff. And then we did Dolly World.
Oh, yeah.
Dolly World was a lot more enjoyable than I had expected it to be.
Oh, sure.
We did an old-time steam engine. And then they have some great roller coasters. And I'm a roller coaster guy, so I had a great time with that.
I hate them.
I know you do.
Better you than me.
Now, there was a real highlight to my trip. And see, we went, we left on a Sunday, and it was Easter Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And
it was my birthday.
And your birthday. And there are like 3 days where the Montgomery Inn is not open. And one of those happens to be Easter.
Easter. Yeah.
So I could not stop for ribs on the way there. So instead, we had to stop on the way home.
Yes, you did.
And guess what we did?
You got ribs.
We certainly did.
And you had lunch there, too.
We certainly did that, too.
The boys like it?
They certainly did. They've had it before.
And thank you for the gift, a marvelous thing that you brought back. And not only did you bring back ribs.
I brought you back some of Ted's Red. Yes.
Thank you. I have not cracked my growler yet, but I see you brought one back for the podcast. So
yes.
Now, I don't mean to hustle things along, but our frosty mugs are starting to...
So I think it's time to pour.
Yeah, they're starting to melt.
Ted's Amber Ale.
Ted's Amber Ale.
Yes.
I've always
called it Ted's Red. Let's give it a pop. Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. You got the good growler.
Oh, I got the good growler, and it had a good seal, too.
Oh, look at you going right down the middle.
Somebody taught me that in my last podcast. Oh, look at that. That's a beauty.
You stopped just in time. Look at that.
Oh, look at that. That looks great.
This looks marvelous. The color's a little lighter than a lot of the ambers.
It's a little more golden amber than reddish amber.
Yeah. We've been in it.
I will say this. I went there for lunch. I filled two growlers.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't taste it.
Oh, you didn't? Oh, well, you were driving.
Not, so I have that. Not had any since last year when you brought it back.
Well, I didn't bring this back.
Oh.
I brought back the good
one. In that case, I haven't had Ted's Red since I was there 6 or 7 years ago.
Ah.
Ted's Amber Ale.
Right.
But it's got, you know, a slight, not, I'm not going to say a harsh spice, but a sweetish spicy scent to it.
Yeah. Yeah, a little sweet. I thought the same thing.
Yeah.
Which you expect out of an amber.
Exactly.
This is my kind of beer. This is sweeter than most ambers, I think.
This is very similar to our favorite Great Lakes amber.
The Elliott Ness.
The Elliott Ness.
I think it's even sweeter, though.
I think it's a hint sweeter.
Of course, this is from a draft, so a tap.
It's got just the right subtle beer bitterness to it when you finish the swallow.
Yeah.
But you got a nice sweet aftertaste. This is a very smooth beer.
Very smooth. And I think it's pretty sweet up front, too.
It is sweet up front. But that's what I'm saying. You get the hint of hop.
Yeah.
It's got none of that IPA bite or anything like that.
No.
A hint of hop on the finish. This is really good.
This is really good.
This is really good. This is one of our...
I think this is one of my favorite amber. And I like any amber, but
I'm a big fan of the ambers. And this is as good as they get.
This one is... it's just that much different. It's not terribly heavy.
The light color kind of throws you off a little bit.
It does. You think it's going to be a weaker tasting beer, but it's
not.
No,
it's got a full taste.
Oh.
But it's not, like I said, it's not a harsh taste. It's not a thick stout or porter, heavy, syrupy, thicker bite taste, but it's got a full mouthful, nice sweet with a great amber finish. Oh, I like this a lot.
Oh, I like it. I like this a lot. Now, there's so many ambers that we've had so many to begin with, but that we point to as our favorites. The War of 1812 ale is a very good one.
That is a good one.
Not as sweet as this,
though. No. No, and I mean, we have beers that we consider, of course, the Fat Ox and the Four Richards. I wouldn't call those ambers.
No, but they drink like an amber because they have the sweet finish.
I would call them a dark ale. They're not quite a stout.
No.
And they're not...
Perhaps they're a dark amber.
Maybe they're a dark amber.
Because they're a little heavy, too, by comparison. But
right.
Because this isn't very heavy.
No. Dare I say it? Mm-hmm. This is a beer for all occasions.
It's a year-round beer.
Indeed it is.
Now, having this with a rack of ribs and about a gallon of sauce.
Oh, let me tell you. I almost bought the half-gallon jug of sauce.
Oh, wow.
I should have. While I was there.
Oh, yeah.
They have
I didn't know they did it.
Oh, I didn't either until I saw it right there in the store. But I thought, you know what? I still have a better part of a half case here. I picked up a couple of more bottles for myself. I picked up about a half a case for you. Right. I figured that's pretty much the sauce I'm going to need for the time being.
When we went last summer to the boathouse in downtown Cincinnati, I purchased two cases. You had one, I had one. Right. And I got the larger size bottles.
Right.
But when I was loading out the car, I saw cases by the door. So I just grabbed two and put them in the car, and I got the regular size bottle. So
you shorted yourself.
I shorted myself. But
if you are going back there this year.
No, I won't be able to. Because I have some news.
What news might you have, Jim?
I got another job.
Well.
Yeah. And I can't take any time off. So,
this is a completely different type of job for you.
It's more like what I used to do, researching and writing.
I think that's right in your wheelhouse there.
That's right. So no, I don't see us going anywhere this summer. So
that pour down the center thing seemed to work very well.
It really didn't foam up that high.
No, you got about a half inch to an inch of...
At the most, yeah. On the first one. The second one, not even that.
But as you say, it brings the flavors out as it crackles through the bottom of the glass.
I think it did.
It's a great beer.
Oh, boy. Yes, it is.
So, as you know, Grandma Cat's in town.
Yes.
She just hit up our favorite liquor store and brought me three different scotches that I've never seen before. So, we now have a bullpen of scotch that we need to address in the coming months.
Amazing.
That is a clean, cold beer.
Yes, it is. And, yes, you have it very cold, which is also very nice to the palate, too. Huh?
So, I was drinking beer. Uh-huh. Who was I drinking with? Somebody pointed out to me that the Germans drink warm beer.
Yeah, a lot of Europe, I think.
Yeah, maybe you were there when we were... No, it was when I was in Tennessee. Somebody was telling me how in Germany this would be a warm beer. I'm like, I'm not in Germany. And I'm American. I like ice cold beer.
Yeah.
What I did point out, though, is that if it's a good, a nice porter or stout, I drink that slow. So that might as well be warm.
Well, it's a heavy beer to begin with,
I drink the stouts, especially, like it's coffee. I sip it a little bit.
Yeah.
And you savor that flavor, because it's a real heavy flavor. It's almost like a...
And it kind of has a coffee base to it.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
You know, to me, a good beer is meant to be drunk. Not that stouts aren't good beers,
no.
But even the beers that I like the taste of, I still like to be able to drink them down. I like to be able to quench your thirst with it. Mm. You can't do that with a stout or a porter.
No, and I'd say Fat Ox is about as heavy as you can really do that with.
And Fat Ox is one of those very...
it's kind of on a borderline there.
It's a ambidextrous. You can either drink it slow like a porter or stout, or you can get it nice cold and drink it down on a nice frosty mug like this. Mm. And after a nice ball game...
Oh, it's nothing better.
Nothing better than ice cold beer.
Yeah, and we like our Fat Ox after a game.
And we do. And speaking of ball games.
Yeah, we're coming up.
We're coming up on the season.
Yeah.
I was contemplating not even playing this year after Billy got hurt, but I've bounced back and I feel the need to hit balls with sticks.
I'm glad. And I know you had a tough winter with your hip.
I did. But I'm feeling really good right now.
Good. Well, you're walking a lot better. It's noticeable.
I'm feeling really good. I'm optimistic about the summer. I'm feeling bad about my son's lack of mobility.
I feel terrible about that myself, but we have only so many games in us.
Yeah, I don't want to throw any more of them away.
No.
I've missed plenty of action in my lifetime.
We need to enjoy what we can when we can.
Well, and I was given a mission from my other child.
Oh. Oh, you have to keep playing until he can play, right?
Exactly. I've got to play 5 more years, he said, until he can play. So, anything else on this beer?
We've described it as fully as we can. The taste is not terribly complex. It's definitely an amber. It's got that amber finish.
Yeah, it's a
but it's a very sweet amber.
But this is a soft, smooth sweetness.
Right. Now, this is a first for us. We did, as you brought up when we were preparing to record here today, we've not done 2 beers back-to-back, have we?
We don't do that many beers.
No, we don't. They're not as complex. They're not as...
They don't stir discussion as much as a nice whiskey does.
Not about itself. They stir discussion about baseball or whatever.
Yes, I will say that whiskey lends itself to analysis, and beer lubricates a conversation.
That's a great... I like that.
Thank you.
May I use that?
I think you shall.
Okay. All right, but I think you're right. I think we've really summed it up. I don't know that there's really much more we can say about this, except that
there's
we have...
another couple glasses in there we need to finish.
Yeah, so... Yeah.
The only other thing to say about this beer, this particular beer, is it pairs perfectly with the Montgomery and ribs.
Well, the sauce has a sweetness to it, so this will go very
well.
The
sauce also is molasses-based.
Indeed.
Yes. So, I've... not going to have any more of this left before I cook up those ribs, but I know I'll try to find a nice amber for us to drink when I do. And in order to facilitate the eating of those ribs, I purchased myself a new Weber kettle.
That's right. I saw it in the garage. It looks terrific.
I bought the Weber Performer Deluxe.
So we have a whole season of baseball coming up. We're still a month, a little more than a month away. We start the first weekend of...
First weekend of June or second?
First. But the weather is definitely changing, and we're getting close to another season in the sun, as I like
indeed
to say.
Indeed we are.
And Bill, thanks for bringing this back. You also brought me a growler of this, which I have not yet opened, but...
I would...
pretty sure this weekend it'll
implore you to do so.
I think I'll take care of that this weekend.
Good move.
It's called Ted's Amber Ale.
Ted's Amber Ale.
All right, Ted being the founder.
Yes, Ted Gregory of Montgomery and the Ribs King.
Not sure you can get this around here.
No.
This isn't bottled or anything, is it?
No, I'm wrong. I'm pretty sure they do bottle their beer. Search web. There we go. Yes, they do. See?
Oh, okay. Terrific. Well, I don't know if you can get it or not, but Ted's Amber Ale, if you can get it, it's definitely worth trying, especially if you share our taste for the sweeter amber ales. And this is the sweetest amber ale I think I've ever had. This is amazing.
All right, let's pour our last couple and get going, Jim.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. Oh, that's a beautiful sight.
So, Jim? Down the hatch.
Indeed. Ooh. I'm Bill.
And I'm Jim.
This is Hopscotch World.
Thank you for listening.